So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, blessed, and highly favored. Friends, benefits, and abundance, right, and overflow.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a good feeling.
Man, it's so good.
Yes, it is.
To be in the land of the living.
Amen.
So good to be here. That's the truth. Yes, indeed. That's why I know God is real. It's real.
Amen.
If anybody don't believe he's real, you better pinch yourself. And just realize that you're still here because of him.
Nothing good you done. Just have mercy on you.
His grace and his mercy.
I have enough.
Amen, amen. That's why I was standing in the kitchen a while ago, just think about how real he is. And I just thought about this song. I said, real, real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes, he gives me the victory. So many people doubt him.
Yeah.
I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so dear to me. In the morning he reads. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gives me the victory. So many people love him. And I can live without him. And that is why I love him so. Because he's so beautiful. In the evening he's real. Yes, he's real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, he gives me the victory. So many people doubt him, and I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so, because he's so dear to me.
Thank you, God.
Yes, he is now.
Amen. Amen.
So many people do doubt him.
Amen.
I can't live without him. Because he's real to me.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he's good to me. And I know he's looking over me and watching over me each and every day, keeping me from all harm, hurt, and danger. I know he's just real. He's just good.
Amen.
He is just good. He's just good. Every breath that I take lets me know again that he's real.
Amen.
Every step that I take lets me know that he's real.
Amen.
When I look at you and you and you, it lets me know that he's real.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. He is so wonderful, so good, and so merciful. And I bless his holy name. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen.
But it could have been the other way.
Yes.
Could have been the other way. As Pastor can say, he could have left us all in yesterday.
Yes,
amen.
But
amen.
Look at God. But look at God. Look at God.
Amen.
I bless his name on this day. Glory to God. Because this is a day that he has made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to rejoice.
Amen.
And be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will lift up his gaze with thanksgiving in my heart. I will lift up his courts with praise. I will say to This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God. I hope I didn't take up too much time.
Glory.
Amen.
He has blessed his holy name. Yes, he has. Thank you, Lord.
He is worthy of all of our praise.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Some folks worship money and the luxury that it brings. Some folks live for glory. Hear their praises ring, but I live for Jesus, and for him I cling. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness, keeps me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything.
Amen.
When I look for glory, he is my release. He dwells in my Savior, and the doors release. He's the King Almighty and the Prince of Peace. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keep me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. Oh, yes, Jesus is my everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is my everything.
Amen.
Water, food, clothes, everything. He's my everything.
Yes. God
be the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Bless his name.
Glory to God on the highest.
Yes,
praise God. Amen. It's another day the Lord has made.
Yes, yes.
We should rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because he has kept us yet another day and another week.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I didn't get to have to do it, but I'm so glad that it did.
Yes. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
My glad it did. Calculation is right. Now, this is the 248th day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And that we're here in 2021.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God took the quarter out of August into September.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. So we're in the ninth month now.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 3/4 of the year got gone.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I mean, 2/4. Yeah, 3/4. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we are grateful to God that he has kept us through this thing and that thing and kept us from harm and helped us from one thing to another.
Yes.
God, he is always working for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And keeping us through things that he doesn't desire for us to go through. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Hallelujah. So he's holding things back into the time for it to do what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
When that time comes, nobody can stop it.
Amen.
God, hallelujah. He's the only one because he has control of all time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's able to stop the sun from moving as it did for Joshua.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's also able to make it go forward, make it go backward. He can do anything he wants to do.
Amen.
With it, my Father. He is God, creator.
Yeah.
God, our maker.
Yes.
Amen. God, our deliverer.
Yes.
God, our healer. Uh-huh. God, our joy and our peace, our hope. Amen. God, our wisdom, our love and understanding. God yes. is our knowledge. God yes. is whatever you need it to be.
Amen.
He is that yes. and more.
Amen. Praise
he
God.
He is a great and wonderful God.
Amen.
So we're so glad to see the faces of you who have got your video on. On this beautiful Lord's day.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
We could have been gone.
Amen.
That it took us through the week, but he kept us here yet another week.
Amen.
And am I glad that you're still here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So you have to give God some glory in your house.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with great praise.
Amen.
And singing.
Thank you, Lord.
Word of hope, word of deliverance, word of peace and joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On this spiritual walk.
Yes.
Just think about what God is doing.
Yes.
What he has done.
Yes.
What he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He is our hope and our deliverer. Mm-hmm. He is what we need
Amen.
To make it through our trials and our tribulations. God is our all in all. God, I'm glad to see you.
Mm-hmm.
To be in the service with you
morning.
One more time.
Amen.
Somebody say one more time.
One more time.
Thank you.
Glad to be in the number.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes. So we thank you, God, for this beautiful Lord's Day.
Yes, Lord.
Every day he makes it a beautiful day.
Yes.
Amen.
There may be some bad things happening in the day, but he made a good day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that we got to look forward to because we had it made, as we used to say, had it made in the shade. But we got hard-headed and disobeyed God.
Yes.
We had to calm the life that comes with whatever goes in the day. Calls up our disobedience. There we go.
Amen.
It's time we want to be the Lord is in his holy temple. All those who talk before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy feet shall be in the gates of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And we're going to ask Deacon James to open up with a prayer.
Who did you say that?
Who did you say?
Oh. Deacon James prayer.
Oh. Our Heavenly Father, we come this morning before you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give you thanks for all your blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you've been good to us.
Yeah.
We thank you this morning.
Thank you,
dear God, for last night's sleep and rest.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Waking us up this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you for giving us for this opportunity that we
can
come together. Sisters and brothers, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Appreciate you, Lord. In spirit and truth, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy.
Thank you,
Lord. For everything, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
Pray thy bless upon the sick and the church family.
Yes,
Lord. Bless and
comfort.
Have mercy on them. Peace, dear God. Dear God, you know what they need.
Yes, Lord.
We even need to ask you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, let your will be done cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for this service.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We're going to come to an affirmation of faith.
Amen. We believe that God, the Father Almighty, and that He is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture said. We believe in Jesus, that He is the Christ, and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, as was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, He rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in His kingdom. He will come back, as He promised, to judge the world and deliver the righteousness. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
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 Amen. Y'all still there?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we have the mic, Monica, but okay, we'll go on. I can't see y'all, but we'll go on. From the, we're going to go into the book of Ephesians. Third chapter. And begin with the 16th verse. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Ephesians 3:16. That He would grant you according to His riches and of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints that is the breadth, what is the breadth, width, the length, depth, and height, and to know the Lord Jesus Christ, with passive knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Mm-hmm. Now to Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power and working that worketh in us. And to Him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We read in the 19th verse, and to Him and to know the love of Christ and passive knowledge, and ye might be filled with the fullness of God. And in 20 verse, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Tell somebody he's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He is able. God remind me that we need to be reminded. Although we know that he's able, we sometimes forget that he's able. We forget it by the way we act and carry ourselves in various situations. We forget that no matter what it is, no matter how tough it might seem to be, it does not matter how grievous it may seem to be, how gloomy it may appear to be, God is yet and still able to take you through all these situations and to plant your feet on a solid rock. No matter what it is, God is able to bring you up out of it.
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for him.
Amen.
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 Okay, so keep this in mind. God is able to handle whatever it is. He is able to deal with it. And nothing is out of his control. Everything that happens, he allows it to happen.
Amen.
Okay. Not that he caused it to happen. Some things he may cause, other things he will not. All that is good and perfect, he gives it. All the bad, he allows it. Okay, to happen. But he allows it to happen so that you will know how to call on him. And depend on him.
Yes.
You need to know that whatever it is you're facing or going through, you need to call on the Lord. Call him for his love and call him for his kindness, call him for his understanding, call him for his joy and his peace. Call him and everything will be all right because he will answer you.
Amen.
And that right early. Deals open, waiting to hear your call. The scripture tells us that we have not because we ask not.
Amen.
So whatever it is that you're going through, call on the Lord. And he will make everything come out all right.
Amen.
Praise God. But you got to know that he will, know that he can, know that he is able.
Amen.
And when you know these things, then you will more likely call on him. Don't wait until the problem gets so bad that you can hardly take it. But call him at first. Seek him first.
Yes.
And when you seek him first, you don't have to go no farther. Because if he doesn't do it, then it can't be done. If he doesn't do it, it's because he is allowing this to happen in your life to make you what he has you to be. To mold you into that vessel of honor that he needs you to be for him.
Yes.
God is able.
So
this, whatever it is, no matter how difficult it may seem to be, know that God is yet able.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay. He will make it all right.
Yes.
And you just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes on what the word is saying.
Hello.
Keep your heart set.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mind focused on law. And mm-hmm. don't be surprised when things happen. All right.
Amen.
Because the word said it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We need to prepare ourselves to handle it the way God intends us to handle it when it does happen.
Amen.
Casting all your care.
Uh-huh.
Okay. God is able to handle every situation.
Yes, he
is. That is not good for you. He mm-hmm. will not allow it to come upon you.
Amen.
It's not good for you. He will not allow it to come upon you.
Yes.
Say it one more time. It is not good for you.
Amen.
He will not allow it to come upon you.
Amen.
All right. So whatever comes your way,
mm-hmm.
know that God is able to handle it
mm-hmm.
for you. He just wants you to take the test and confirm in his word.
Mm-hmm.
And he will handle the situation for you.
Amen.
Don't jump in front of him
mm-hmm.
and take it into your hand.
Yes.
And try to do what God's supposed to do.
That's right.
You can't do what God's supposed to do.
Amen.
Because you're not God.
Amen.
Only God can do what God is supposed to do.
Amen.
And that you're supposed to do is wait on him and trust him.
Amen.
Okay. And know that God will deliver and he will do it on time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He will never leave you.
Yes,
neither will he forsake you.
Amen.
Okay. So keep this in mind.
Yeah.
God is able to whatever your state may be.
Yeah.
He's able to help you now. So we know that all things are working together
uh-huh.
for the good of them that love God.
Yes.
Praise God. Those are called after his purpose. Yeah. God will do it for you.
Amen.
Over and over. Again,
yes,
that's one thing about it. He does not get tired
mm-hmm.
of you calling him, he does not get tired
mm-hmm.
of you. Your need for him,
mm-hmm.
he does not get tired of doing good for you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do good for you,
amen.
He wants you to call him.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you call him every second of the day, he wants you to call him. Okay, he ain't gonna say, Inga, look and see that is that you again and I got time to bother you. No, he is not that kind of God. He doesn't be in heaven. Your need for him. That's why he made you. So that he can help you.
My Lord.
And that right early.
Mm-hmm.
Know that God is always working
yeah.
for you.
Amen.
And so do that and give according to that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There are many occasions where Bible scholars and prophets have noted how God was able to do things for mm-hmm. them way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still doing it today.
Amen. Because
he said he's God and he does not change.
Mm-hmm.
What he does did yesterday,
uh-huh.
he will do today.
Amen.
And tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
And then forevermore.
Yes, sir.
For he does not change.
Uh-uh.
He's the same every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Same every day of life. He is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always know how he's going to respond.
Yes.
Because he is not a changing God.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make his mind up, do one thing today and tomorrow and do it, change and do something else.
Mm-mm.
You can always count on him. That's why you can call him and know that whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
God and I.
Glory be to God.
Have it today.
Amen.
Jesus will take me through it.
Yes, he will.
Because he's already fixed it for me.
Yes.
Okay. Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Trusted him. And he knew that God is able to keep him.
Amen.
He's tricked into making the decree that nobody should worship anybody, any gods, but mm-hmm. the king himself.
Yes.
A whole month, 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel did not allow that to stop him from doing what he needed to do.
Yeah, he sure did.
Get right on praying three times a day.
Yes.
He wasn't hiding. He went to his governor.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up
mm-hmm.
and pray.
Yes, he did.
People passing by can hear him praying.
Mm-hmm.
Three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was thrown into the lion's den.
Amen.
Okay. And he didn't mind doing that because he knew that God is able.
Yes.
To keep him, to deliver him.
Yes.
And so he did not stop praying.
Yeah.
He kept on doing what God told him to do.
Uh-huh.
And he did not yield to another God
uh-huh.
or anything else. God gave him deliverance.
Uh-huh. Amen.
He gave him protection.
Yes.
In the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And so, and those lions were hungry. They hadn't eaten in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't eat Daniel because God is able.
Amen.
Okay. And he will keep you from your lions eating you up.
Amen.
Those that plan to cry to devour you.
Mm-hmm.
God will keep them from devouring you.
My Lord.
He will shield you. He will protect you. He is able to do that.
Yes, he is.
Mm. Although you don't see him, he's at work in your life.
Amen.
Sometimes you don't see him working it out your problem.
Mm-hmm.
But he is working out your problem.
Yes, he is.
Okay, he's working out the trouble that you're going through. He's working it out mm-hmm. for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay, so keep in mind, that whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
God is able to handle it.
Yes, amen. He is.
The deacon said the hand of the Lord was upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And carried me out in the spirit of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones.
Mm-hmm.
And called me to pass by them, round about them. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live?
Yeah.
And I answered and said, O Lord, God, thou knowest.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what God is saying, do you think I'm able to make them live?
My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel said, yes, God, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he said unto me, prophesy and upon these bones and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got to do.
Amen.
We got to hear what the word of the Lord is saying.
Amen.
That's right.
And when we hear what the word of the Lord is saying, he finds out he's able to have it in this situation.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He brought me through this. He brought me through that.
Yes,
he
sir.
He brought me through this and that and that and that and that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's able to be healed and heard of the Lord. If he did it one time, he'll do it again.
Amen.
And over again.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he said to me, prophesy upon this bone.
He yes.
said, oh, ye dry bones.
Mm-hmm.
Word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God that unto these bones, behold, I will call breath to you, and ye shall live.
Yeah, my
okay. Not only that, he said, I'm able to sign it upon you. I'm able to bring up some flesh on them.
Amen.
God is able to take dry bones.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Make them come alive.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Thank
then
God.
Put flesh on them.
Uh-huh.
Cause breath to be put in them.
Yeah.
All going to be able to stand up.
Yes, yes.
And walk again.
Amen. Uh-huh.
No matter what you're in, God is able to raise you up.
Amen.
Yes, he is able to return your joy.
Yes.
Somebody lost their joy along the way.
Yes.
Yes. Everything to keep them down, down, down. But God said, I'm able to restore your joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All you got to do is hear his word.
Yes. Amen.
When you hear his word, you find out you are already delivered.
Mm-hmm.
We keep ourselves down in our mind.
Yeah.
A mentality keep us from being delivered.
Uh-huh.
Our mind keep us from being healed.
Yeah.
Our mind keep us from being all that God said we can be and are.
Hallelujah.
Know that the Lord is there for you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Amen.
He's able to do this for you.
Yes, he is.
God is able.
He's able.
Yes, he's able.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, he is.
Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it may seem to be, no matter how tough it may seem to look,
mm-hmm.
God is able.
Yes, he is.
So you ought to be able to say, the Lord and I got this.
Uh-huh.
I got Amen.
Lord, I got this.
We got it.
Got this.
I won't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be ashamed.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
I won't be worrying. Not to worry about anything at all.
Uh-huh.
Tell somebody ain't gonna worry.
Amen.
But God got it.
God got it.
He is able to handle it.
Yes.
More than we are.
Yes.
He will, he's able, and he will
yes,
do what it said he would do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God is able.
He is able.
To do this for you.
Amen.
And he'll do it over and over and over again.
Yes, he will.
Don't lose faith today.
Yeah.
Don't believe it. Don't just believe it when you see him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe it when you don't see him.
That is true.
Don't just believe it when you feel him. You
uh-huh.
got to believe it when you do, when you don't feel
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
I know sometimes you feel like you ain't saved, but you still don't feel like you don't feel the Lord. But uh-huh. he's still there.
Yeah.
Amen.
For you to call him.
Yeah.
But for you to. To yield to his will.
Yeah.
Yield to what he has for you and store for you.
Amen.
But keep in mind and all to get what God has store for you, you got to go through some things.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't wait for it to come and get you sick.
Mm-hmm.
Wait on him in your easy chair. You got to get up and move.
Amen.
All right,
hallelujah.
Glory be
to God. Some things you got to move and get. Some things uh-huh. you let fall on you.
Uh-huh.
But other things you got to go get it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. God, and you just need to know that God is able. The devil is saying it's impossible for you to get this. You just need to tell them it's just as long as God is able.
Amen.
That's true.
He's able to for you.
Yes.
And he'll do it over and over again.
Yes.
I heard Meek Shack, Shackback, Meek Shack, and the Bendigo.
Mm-hmm.
When they're talking to King Nebuchadnezzar, he had built him a god that was 9 feet tall, nine cubits wide, 9 feet tall, and a half. He was a giant in gold. But it was a God that couldn't move.
That's right.
God that couldn't hear.
That's right, my Lord.
God that couldn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
God that couldn't feel.
Mm-hmm.
And these walkers that rat meets at the Bendigo, you a God that can hear you.
Amen.
God that will deliver you.
Mm-hmm.
God that can keep you. God that will answer when you call it.
Yes, sir.
God that can move on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He will do it whenever it's needed. They knew of a God.
Yes.
That is able.
Uh-huh.
So when a question was put before him, I'm giving you an opportunity
to
bow down again to the God of God.
My Lord.
And if you don't, you throw in the furnace, and I want to know from you. Who's then is your God able to deliver you out?
That's right.
And they ask them to be careful how you answer. When I heard Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, said, "Oh, King, we don't care. We're not careful. We're not going to worry about it.
That's right.
We're not going to ponder over it.
Mm-hmm.
We're letting you know right now, we're not going to bow down.
Amen. No.
To worship your idol in.
Amen.
We're not going to bow down.
Uh-huh.
We're going to bow to one God.
One God. Amen.
True and living God.
Yes. Yes.
And if he does, and if you throw us in the fire furnace, he's able.
Yes,
he delivers out of the furnace.
Yeah.
God is able.
Yes, he is able.
Take me out of the fire.
Yes.
And he's God able. Is able
yes,
to bless and deliver me while I'm in the fire.
Yes.
What God is saying to the church today, I'm able.
Yes. Yes.
While you're in your furnace,
yes.
I'll be there with you.
Yes.
While you're in your furnace,
yes,
I will. To comfort you.
Yes.
While you're in your furnace, I will deliver you.
Yes.
While you're in your furnace, I can bring you out. I will bring you out safely, unhurt, yes, on the other side.
Yes.
God is
able.
And you need to know that.
Yes.
Look at our text today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to do that. Deal with that 19th verse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean 20th verse. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say now.
Now.
Unto him.
Mm-hmm.
That is able. Notice now, with it stop and say now.
Mm-hmm.
When is he able?
Now.
Now. Uh-huh. When is it now?
Now.
Right now.
It's always now.
Always.
Have you ever known a time that won't now?
Oh.
Amen.
Back there, in the days of the Bible, it was now. Today, it's now. Tomorrow
now.
Will be now.
Amen.
The day after tomorrow, it will be now.
Amen.
So when you can call God?
Now.
You can always call it now. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. It is here now. Now unto him. So now cast your care unto him.
Yes.
Why? Right. Because he is able. He's able when?
Now.
He's able now.
Yes.
And don't you forget it.
Amen.
You don't have to wait for a certain time to call him.
All right.
You don't have to wait for a certain time to get somebody else to help you pray.
All right. But
now.
Now.
You can call him now.
Amen.
So he's able right now.
Yes.
And he's able to do what? To do exceeding. He's able to handle your problem and more.
Yeah.
He's able to deliver you out of whatever it is you're going through and more.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't just use just enough.
Uh-huh.
He does it over enough.
Amen.
He's able to do exceeding abundantly.
Yes.
So he's going to be plenteous in his mercy. Plenteous in his grace. Plenteous in his deliverance. Plenteous in his victory. Plenteous in his joy. God is trying to tell somebody God ain't standing.
God ain't standing.
God ain't standing.
God ain't standing.
He ain't standing. He's going to do exceedingly.
Yes.
He's going to give you more than what you need.
Yes.
Amen.
And he's going to do it in abundance.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Make room for you that you're not able to handle.
Amen.
Whatever he's able to do.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. When you do good, God said he'll give that to you good measure.
Amen.
Press down,
take
it together, and run it over.
I know.
We'll be able to give back into your bosom.
Uh-huh.
So God is now able to do exceedingly and abundantly.
My Lord.
Above all, all of your problems.
Yes.
All of your hang-ups.
Yes.
All of your situation.
Yes.
All of all your enemy try to do to you.
Amen.
God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all of that.
Yes.
Whatever you're asking for.
Amen.
And you're going through and don't think you're making through. Whatever it is, God can do it and more.
Amen.
Okay. Then you can ask or even think of asking.
Amen.
So he can do more than what you even ask for.
Mm-hmm.
He can even do more than what you don't ask for.
Yes.
Okay. So, God is able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
And he's able to do it according to the power.
Mm-hmm.
That working in us. When is that power working in us?
Now.
So you are not without power, no time during the day.
Amen.
You got power when you wake up in the morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You may not feel like it, but you got the power.
Amen.
You got power when you go through the day at noonday.
Yes.
You got power in the evening at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
You got power in the wee evenings of the night.
Yes.
You got power from midnight to daylight.
Yes.
And you got power.
Power.
Yes.
And when you have that power,
now.
You got power while you're going through.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Power while you're in a situation.
Amen.
Power all day long.
Yes.
You're never without power.
Amen.
So when the enemy come upon you, he coming upon you now.
Yes.
You got power when?
Now.
Now to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
You got power to put him in his place.
Yes.
You got power to get me behind me, Satan.
Yes.
You got power, and he has, in the name of Jesus, don't forget to put it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command you to get behind me, Satan.
Amen. I command you to get behind me, Satan. Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you got the power, and God gave you the power. Yes. And he does it now, because he is a right now God.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen.
And he's not slowful. Yes. He's always on time.
Amen. Amen.
And he does it according to the power that is working in us.
Yes.
You got God's power working in you.
Amen.
Act that way.
Tell.
You got God's power working in you. Don't let everything cut how you are in pieces.
Amen.
Blood pressure going sky high. Got yourself in a depressed mode. It never can deliver you out of that depression now. But I want you to know today that God is able.
He's able.
Even now to deliver you out of your depression.
Yes.
God is able. Even now.
Yes.
When you press him in his word, take him at his word, you can throw the depression pill bottle alone.
Amen.
Leave it alone and depend on God to do what it said he'll do.
Amen.
But God is able.
Yes.
Amen.
And when he delivers you, he delivers you right now.
Amen.
You just got to catch up with your faith.
Yes.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Glory be to God.
And know that you've been delivered. Stop claiming what's not yours.
Amen.
And claim all that God said is yours.
Yes.
If God didn't give it to you, don't claim it.
Amen.
Amen.
If God didn't say it, don't claim it.
Amen. All right now.
Right. So he is able to do everything.
Yes.
And does it well.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Know that God is able.
Yes, he is.
So unto him be glory in the church by Jesus.
Amen.
By Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when did that happen? Throughout Amen. All ages.
Yes.
World without end.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God is able.
Yes, he is.
And he's able throughout all ages.
Uh-huh.
So there's never time that you have got to do anything that God is not able to have it for you.
Amen. Amen.
Call him.
Yes, call him.
Say, Lord, this is too hard for me. So I'm letting you have it.
Amen.
I give it into you for your deliverance.
Amen.
And you can say any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied.
Yes.
And when you bless you, you're not satisfied with it. Everything that's happening to you is a blessing.
Amen.
Tell may it, not look like one, may not feel like one, may not seem like one, but it is a blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you and know that God is able right now.
Amen. Yes. Right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good word, Pastor.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Message.
Glory
to
God.
Now,
let's keep Sister Mary McIntosh in prayer this morning while during Sunday school her brother passed away.
So
let's just keep her and her family in prayer.
Amen.
And Mother Liz, keep her in prayer. And Minister Diane, her brother was buried yesterday, so let's keep her and her family in prayer.
Uh-huh. Eldridge Best.
Yeah.
Keep praying, prayer.
It's a praying time. Yes, but God is able. He's able. Lord knows he's able. Amen.
Praise God. Mother Lewis is in the hospital. She's in room 622. She's not at Willow Creek right now. So as Deacon Wayne said, let's continue to keep her and all others in prayer.
Who's in the hospital?
Mother Elizabeth Lewis. Did you get that, Deacon James?
No, I think that was Deacon Wilson.
Oh,
yeah. Mother Elizabeth Lewis, she's back in the hospital now, 622.
Mm. All right.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for this sermon. Because, Lord, we know you are able. You are the great I am. We can say thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus, who died that we may have life and have it more. Thank you, Lord, for the precious Holy Spirit that leads and guides. And Lord, just continue to watch over us, Lord. Mm-hmm. Put a shield of protection around us, Lord.
Yes, God.
That no hurt, harm, or danger come our way. And Lord, we bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We command him to flee from this place and from our presence, Lord.
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm. We just said thank you. You said in all things give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God.
All things give thanks.
Yes, God.
All things give thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
For just being God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
For your grace and mercy.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity.
Yes, God.
To give your name the praise.
Yes, God.
Lord, you heard the names that have been called.
Yes,
comfort, Lord.
Yes, God.
Touch, Lord. Yes, deal, God. Lord. Deliver, Lord, as only you can. Because, Lord, we know you're able.
Yes,
God. You're able.
Yes, God.
Able.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Yes, God.
Get it done, brethren. Now to him, and ready the people from falling, send us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, the community, the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the church say, amen.
Amen.
Amen.